Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Madasani from our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. We are told in Luke chapter 7 that Jesus sat at a meal with a wealthy man named Simon in his community when suddenly a woman appeared and began washing his feet with tears. The guests thought to themselves, "Why is he allowing this? Doesn't he know what kind of woman she is?" Jesus did know. He used this teachable moment to communicate a profound spiritual truth. Those forgiven much love much. Those forgiven little love little. Their interaction with Jesus have unexpected results. Simon leaves upset and frustrated. The prostitute leaves restored and in worship. Why? Because God flips the script on our expectations of what it means to be religious. Jesus reminds us that there is nothing we can bring to the table to be holy in His sight. The Pharisee leaves rebuked because Jesus is saying that his religiousness isn't what is important. The prostitute, on the other hand, leaves renewed because Jesus reminds her of how deeply loved she is by the one who matters most. If we want to know God, we must be willing to surrender control of our life to Him. Too often, we treat God as a healthy addition to our lives. But Jesus is telling us, "I am King or I am nothing." The problem with Simon, and often with us, is that we easily view others as those in great need of grace, but somehow don't see ourselves that way. With a simple story of debt and forgiveness, Jesus exposes Simon's self-righteousness because he was blind to his own sin, and his hypocrisy because he loved God with his lips but his heart was a million miles away. Love is our best response to God, who forgives much. So it is those who see forgiveness as an unspeakable precious reality that has great love for God. Never forget, your salvation does not depend on you and how good you are. It depends solely on Christ and what He has already done for you through His death on the cross. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 1 verses 13 and 14, "For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." Remember, my friends, doctors practice medicine, lawyers practice law, Christians should practice love. What you practice, you perfect. Shall we pray? Gracious, loving Lord, God of heaven and earth, we pray, help us that we may love you much more, Jesus, than we currently do. Spirit of God, we realize once again that we can't live Christian life on our own strength. We need you every hour. And in the powerful name of Jesus our Lord, we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.